Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013. Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. And for the 7-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Kimo, the bad boy.
Three Lil Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with a racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speed and Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. Gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Everybody in Grudge Inc. land. I hope everybody's having a nice, warm Saturday, kind of cool, crisp night like we are in California. I hate to rub that in, but goddamn, it's night today. Absolutely beautiful.
Hey, Trail.
What's going on, brother?
No, man, I'm on the board looking. I need you to do me a huge favor tonight.
What do you need me to do?
Can you get CPR on the phone? I'd like to talk to Pooh. And tell him about the outstanding job he's doing. He's moving off the street towards the track more.
Yeah, you know what? I'll try and get their number and give them a call. A couple things I got to do, man. I got to give a shout-out, man. I got to give a birthday shout-out tonight.
All right, who is it?
It's a friend of mine. Her name's, she's actually the queen of Mopar, what I like to call her. And you ask her to find a Mopar, a certain year, color, make, anything. She goes on Facebook and finds some of these pictures. I love it, man. Her name's Candy Kane. She was on the show when we had the Women in Drag Race. Yep, and today is her birthday, and I like to wish her warm wishes and happy birthday. I know it's absolutely freezing where she lives, but I'm sure being her birthday, her hubby will find a way to keep her warm.
Yeah, well, happy birthday.
So, Candy,
Stevie.
Happy birthday, Candy. I hope you're having a great night, and just wanted to give you a shout-out and let you know.
Hey, call in and we'll say happy birthday to you.
You what, dude? I can't. Are you kidding me? I started singing my three-year-old started grabbing her ears and screaming like I'm running my fingers down a chalkboard.
But you forgot to put the tux on.
Oh, geez, I can't think. You know what? How about if I just hum or something like that? I can't do no singing.
All right, well, you can get the harmonica and I'll sing.
Hey, you know what, man? I've got a really good topic tonight. You know what? It's something that all week long I've been thinking about. A couple of things I want to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about is, you know, about Grudge Inc. real quick, you know, and for everybody listening, make sure you go to grudgeinc.us and
please sign up for the Grudge Book. Please sign up for the Grudge Book.
Yeah, man, that Grudge Book's pretty cool, man.
Sign up for that page and we can all get to know each other and send messages back and forth and talk.
Well, you know, the cool thing about that Grudge Book, Kev, is that, you know, it's like for me, I get to put faces now with names.
Exactly.
And voices and stuff like that.
And just don't put one picture up. Put up several pictures. I like to say hello to Carter. He did a great job on his – he did a good job on his page.
Yeah, man, I don't know if I want to put any pictures up of me, man. I think just my name and my voice. I don't want to scare too many people off.
Yeah, I got enough pictures of you up.
I do want to get that picture of me at Marlin, though, man. I don't have that picture.
Yeah, we'll work on it getting it for you. We promise we will. It'll be a belated Christmas person, but we'll get it to you.
Yeah, the couple of topics I want to talk about tonight, I'm going to throw both of them up, and we'll see who wants to chime in where on them. And
can I ask you one quick question, partner?
Is our buddy
Chubby on tonight?
You know, if Chubby doesn't call in and hit the one button, I swear to God, I'm going to find out where his car is. And I'm a rattle can at red myself.
All right, I'll look out
now,
for you while you bring
it. Now, Brian called. Dorfman called in last week. And if I don't hear from the funk master himself, the psychedelic funk master, if he don't call me, he knows I'll come back east. So you better call him one of these weeks and drop us a little, hey, what's up, to make me go postal out there.
Oh, well, we don't want you doing that. Here, Chubby, please call in. we got an APB on you tonight, brother. Call in.
Yeah.
Come in and say hi. Yeah. Talk to us. We ain't talked to you in a little while.
You know, Chubby's a great dude, man. When I met him when Nate had the meet and greet at his place when he had the 1320X, I love hanging out with Chubby. When I saw his car, and I was like, oh, man. You know, because I've always wanted a Bel Air like that. Then he went and sold his. Man. I wish I'd known about it, but he was probably scared. He knew that had been a different color. By the time he got pictures of a guy from California, I'd have just told, hey, listen, all your paint melted off, and all I had left was rattle can red. And speaking of rattle can red, hold on. It is our third member of the round table. You there, Racer? Steve?
All eyes on me, Racer. What the hell going on? What y'all on his line
what?
About? What's happening?
Troll Tyson, what's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing, man.
Oh,
we're trying to see how everybody doing. We had a happy birthday shout out to one of the young ladies was on our show. Last time she really enjoyed talking to you. So say happy birthday to her.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hope you have
you know
a good
what?
Happy boy. It's a hope your birthday be nice.
You know,
enjoy
I don't
talking
know.
To me.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how old
oh, yeah.
she is, but I'm gonna say 21 to play it safe. Because I don't, You never ask a woman her age, especially she could swing a bat or she knows a lot about cars because she knows what part to pick you up that'll make your head bleed. So, you know, we just, 21's a good age. So I'm just going to call it today's 21st birthday candy. Hugs and kisses. Hope you're having a great day and evening. Tyson, I got a topic tonight for you. It's something that I've been thinking about all week. And what we did was when we started doing grudge racing.
Right.
We talked about grudge racing on the track and everything like that. When we started comparing grudge racing to bracket racing to class racing. And my question for you is this. When I have a shootout, and I just having a class race, are we not defeating our purpose when we want grudge racing, when we want to do pin-up racing, run what's wrong, work it out, and then when you have the class or the shootout, B-body shootout, the F-body shootout, isn't it just class racing? Isn't that just what we're doing now?
That's basically what it is. You know, that's what the promoter's doing now. They hold, you know, a G-body race or, you know, right along so-called with the grudge event, you know. But, I mean, basically, that's all it really is. You know, it's a class race, you know, gambler's race, you know.
Well, I'll make a difference.
There's a new title to it, that's all. It's just a new title, like grudge racing. That's a new title. Before, it was match racing.
Yeah, right. Match racing, right, 100% right.
You know what I mean? So now it's like a new title to, you know, class racing, you know?
No, I know. I just think that if we're promoting grudge racing and we have the shootout, all we're doing is calling class racing another name, it seems like.
Right.
It's not that we frown upon those. But then, what's the difference from the class racing or the shootout or the bracket races? No, bracket racing is a little bit different. You know, a guy gets a 3-mile head start lead and shit like that. I'm not a bracket racer. I don't really care much for bracket racing, I'll be honest.
Right.
My friends that do it are badass at it. I don't want to race those guys because
the ones who bracket race, they got a pattern.
It's called electronic. That's what it's called.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I would disagree on that. You know, there's a lot of footworkers out there that's real good.
Well, what is your take on it, Kev, about the class racing? I mean, or the show.
Well, there's a difference between class racing and the races they're promoting to do. What do you guys call it? Shootout, okay? Well, in a shootout, I guess I kind of overstepped my boundaries a little bit there. Maybe you guys can quote me this, but a lot of the class racing, you got to be slipped to a certain weight, certain tire, this is some that. I think some of the shootouts they do, they try to bring the guys more together to a certain extent. I mean, like with 41 is found doing this, I think it's great. All you got to have is a stock style front suspension and a 29 tire, any style of suspension. I think that's a great idea.
No, but I hate to throw anybody under the bus. I just want to say this. I'll throw this out there. You have your 29.5-inch shootout, your 28-inch shootout, or your 28 shootout, no weenie bar, stock suspension. Hey, those are the same limitations as if I was being a class race. A class race, I have to weigh 3,200 pounds. I can have one power additive, no weenie bar, and I got to be on a 28-10-5. It's all we're changing is the title of this.
Right. What would you guys suggest to do?
Title to it, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, what would you guys suggest to do? I mean, just put in
I mean,
say.
No, it brings up
this. My thing is this: would
you know, I think it, you know, I believe it bring more gain into the grudge racing. You know, people stop worrying about certain tire size. You know, you got to have a 28 for me to race you. You go down south with woolly bars on your car, you can't get no action. It's like, you know, they taking the fun out of it now. You know what I mean? What happened to if you got a chassis car, and if I think I can beat you, well, let's see what happens.
Right, right.
You know,
I have another question.
I don't care if you might have 1633s on it. But in
right,
my heart,
right.
I think I can beat you.
That's what I was about to get with Tyson, just tell him, you know, it used to be back in the times, you know, guys racing and stuff, you know, it didn't matter what size tire you got, you know, you didn't stip a guy or nothing like that. I mean, it was basically, man, can I get two or three cars or, you know, however you work it out. But, I agree with Tyson says. I mean, if I think I could beat a back half car, which I have before, I have no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? If I think we can run, then let's run, you know. But then a lot of guys want to get on there and outstip you, outbet you, or try to talk fast as you can. Hey, man, you
that's
know, it's two guys. Let's get down.
That's all about the game. The game is about let me stiff a race. I don't want to earn it. I want to trick you out your money.
Exactly. Tyson, that's what I'm saying. Why does it come into where I have to trick you out your money?
Right.
Is
I
that
want to trick you. You
right,
gotta be
right.
In the
why
stage,
can't I just
man,
say
4 o'clock? You gotta be at
right.
the track. Whatever happened to me calling you up, Tayo, what's up, man? What you doing Saturday? Hey, man, you want to try something Saturday? Okay, we get to the track open at 4. Before it closes, let's make it happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? The hell, we're going in the staging lanes at 3. If you ain't there at 3, you lose $500. It's just so much stiff to the game that you can't keep up with all the, you know, with all the
right.
tricks. You know what I mean?
Here's what I think that is. And my take on that is because you and I, and I mean this generally, and I don't mean this directed at any person, but Tyson, you and I, if we lose, it's like, so what? But some high rollers can't have that L on their back.
That's the problem.
That's the problem, right there.
Can I ask another question? Does it come into where, say, for instance, Tyson, like you just said, you call me. Hey, Kev, what's going on Saturday night? You want to go for 500? Okay, that's fine. Let's do it, you know? And we work it out as gentlemen. Where does it come into where, you know, I'll bet you. Now, this is my thing. If me and you got agreement, right, Tyson? And you say 500,
uh-huh.
right? Now, I'm not going to tell you if your guy or your people behind you back you on some more, but we know what me and you going to bet, right?
Oh, yeah.
So does that become a problem past that? I mean, or do you think as long as me and you know what we doing? I mean, Mr. Five Speed, he bring it up real good. All I'm saying is that do you think that becomes a problem past that point? If, say, for instance, if people with you want to bet with you, so well, we got this, and then my people can't come up with it, do we not race or do we still race?
Right. You know, it's like, you know, it comes to a point where, like Tayo said, it's to a point where it's a whole lot of guys in the city. They got nice cars. They got fast cars. A lot of them scared to get in the game because they done hyped themselves up to be bigger than life, and they can't take an L.
Right.
But that's the name of the game. That don't mean just because you lost a race, you was nobody. That don't do nothing to say, hey, he put himself out there. They race, stuff happens. Ain't no way a person going to win every race. It's impossible. You know what I mean?
Right.
If John Force won every race, he wouldn't be as big as he is.
Right.
It's almost like being one of those prize fighters that fight they won't fight the number one ranked contender, but they'll fight the guys below them because they know they got that win.
They know they got that win. You know what I'm saying? They
Hey, fellas, give y'all some arrows. Does any of you guys follow boxing over the years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you guys quote me if I'm wrong, and I know Tyson. Remember when James Toney went to go fight that guy, Mike, was it Mike Nunn or whoever he fought?
Right.
and James got the belt. Now, how did that really work out, guys? I mean, wasn't James just went in, but he said, fuck it, excuse my French, but he said, fuck it, I'm going to take a chance with this guy. Well, I got no other chance but to, but he was a small guy versus a big guy. But he ended up winning.
Well, look at Joe Frazier. Smallest guy out there whooping the biggest ass.
You know,
you go round and round.
You know,
someone who's just not afraid.
What I think it is, I think nowadays it's like these big names scare people. You know, these big names like the Steve Jackson, like the Chris Tootons, you know, all these big names, it's like it excites people and it scares people who got cars. But in my eyes, my name Tyson, your name Chris. What makes you dope different than me?
Right.
You know what I mean? What makes you so different than me? We two men.
Right.
You know what I mean? So why am I going to be scared to try you? Hell.
Exactly.
You got the fastest, supposed to have the fastest G-body in the world, okay? So what that mean? I'm not at your level to race you. I can't come race you. I got to go prove myself to race you, to come and race you. You know what
I
mean?
No, it means that person doesn't want to race you because if they do lose, they got to give up that belt or that crown or that title.
Basically, that's all it is. That's all.
Listen, I'm going to go to the phones right now, man, because I think we opened up a can of words. That board lit up. Let's go to 678-1669. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Oh, I'm just listening, man.
Okay, man. I'll tell you what. If go ahead and just put your phone on mute, and if you want to chime in, I'll leave your mic open. And what's your name?
Walter.
Okay.
Where you out of, Walter?
Yeah. And
I'm from Georgia.
Okay. Well, hey, Walter, like you said, we're going to put your phone on mute. And anytime you want to get in, please get in.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Every time I go to this number, I already know what it is, who it is. What's up, boss? Larry.
I accidentally pushed the button, sir. I was just listening in, sir.
Oh, Uncle Larry, you need to stop that. Uncle Larry, you need to stop that. Yeah.
What's going on, Tayo?
Listen, you got no choice. I'm just opening up your mic.
Hi, all of you all, man. How's everybody, man? Happy 2013 to y'all, man.
Same to you, Larry.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? What's Theo?
Well,
we just talking.
We just brought up a point about what you call them?
Shootouts. You know, Theo, I had a question. I wanted to ask you a question, Theo, since it's not loaded. You, Tyson, Kevin, I wanted to ask y'all a question, man.
Yes, sir.
You know we all Grudge Inc.
Yes, sir.
We know that we have a lot of individuals that don't really care for Grudge Inc.
Yes, sir.
My question to you is, where do you think most of that is coming from? Do you think it's coming from the north, the south, the east, or the west? Where do you think it's coming from, Taylor? I just wanted to ask you that question.
My thoughts, being the new guy on the block and being out west, I would say the south.
Okay.
I would say the south.
What about you, Kevin?
I would say we got haters everywhere we go, but I would look at it more to. We got guys who don't, like Tyson say, and Tyson can really speak on that. It's just guys who are scared to take an L. They don't want to see unity. They don't want to see people come together and try to make an organization where we can have a good time. You can be respected for it. You know, you're getting something out the game. it's just not about the grudge races. You know, it's different things they do. They put up belts and all types of
you know,
things.
What it actually is, a man took an idea, made it work, and brought everybody at the table front, and it's working. That's what people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
How did this man get this to work? You know, and how is it just successful as it is within a year?
I agree, Tyson. A lot of people don't like that. I said the South because I think a lot of people in the South, I shouldn't say a lot of people, I think some people wanted to see Jay Barnes fail. I think that they might have said, oh, there ain't no way this is going to happen. He ain't never going to get the supply, and holy shit, look at it now.
But you know how it is? Back in the day, how the old folks used to say, is they don't like to see nothing new. They so stick with the old. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is something new that came about and is working. They like, wow, how is something new just pop up and get to work? You know, all we had was IHRA, NHRA, NMCA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now
ADRL, right.
You know, ADRL, nah, this person took something and you might as well say it's going to be just as bigger as any of them sanctioned places. You know what I mean? They can't get a grip on that. And how is this one man bringing all these people together, grudging, and making all these events, making this grudging stores, radio shows? How is he doing this? You know what I mean? And a lot of people can't accept the new. You know what I'm saying? They want to stick to the old. They can't accept the new. And that's the deal with a lot of politics. Up here up north, we don't have that. You know what I mean? We just like, hey, this is a good thing. We going for it. This is, hey, grudging. This is what we like to do. Let's make it happen. But there's a lot of politics involved, and I don't think it's up here in the north. It's down south. You know what I mean? They want to see nothing new. They want to be the same old-fashioned way.
And I just think instead of saying, hey, Jay, you know what, man? I was wrong, man. This thing's blowing up. They still don't want nothing to do with it. Like, they don't want to settle and jump on the bandwagon. Come one, come all. But that's just and that's a shame. But you know what? With that being said, Larry, here's something else I want to throw at you, kind of along the same way, and it falls under loyalty.
Uh huh.
Now, my thing is this: if there are certain people out there that don't like Grudge Inc. or the people who race at Grudge Inc., should we not just race those people anymore and just stay away from them? Now, not talk bad about them and not say, hey, they don't want to engage, they don't want to race. That's not the thing. Should we, the people who, and maybe they're not a part of Grudge Inc., but they like what we're doing, want to come to the races, want to support, whatever. The people who don't, do we just weed them out and say, hey, you know, we're just done with you? No matter who it is. And no more talk. Just, hey, have a nice day. Good luck with your racing. And we'll see you around the corner. Because, you know, you have to be loyal to Grudge Inc. if you're going to be involved with it. Now, can you beat Grudge Inc. and do something else? Of course you can.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of this all. But I just think that if you don't want to support Grudge Inc. And you don't want to come to their event, why should I try to lock up a race with you then? Because I'm only going to race you at a Grudge Inc. event.
That's it.
So I just think instead of going through all that, just stop racing people who don't want to be involved with Grudge Inc.
Basically, don't want to support it. I mean,
basically, Larry,
Tyson 100% right. I mean, a man took a vision. He took it. And he did something with it. And don't get mad at him, you know. I mean,
they need to look at it like this. It's not a gang, it's a business.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And not only is it a business, That's right. Not only is it a business, man, not only is it a business, what happened with that is this. When the North invaded, when the South invaded the North, Grudge Inc. grew. After that, Louisiana is there. Now, California's there.
California,
you know, it started growing, so it seemed like me, myself, that I always learned that if you can't beat them, join them. You know, and if you don't want to join them, just get out the way. You know, that's my thing with it because of the simple fact that we're trying to move on.
That's right. Like I say, they can't realize how this man touched these many people. Who would know that we would know Tayo from California? We would know Boomer from Louisiana.
Right.
You know, all these people we knew around Grudge Inc., they family. We never thought we would meet these people. You know what I mean? We never thought we eventually going to come to California one day and race. And Jay Barnes made all that happen. You know what I mean? And Teddy's making all that happen. So it's like a big family. It's not like we the mafia and we forcing you to join Grudge Inc. or you better do this with Grudge Inc. It's not like that. You know what I mean?
No, no.
Yeah. It's done by choice. It ain't done by force. It's done by choice.
If you like Grudge Inc., you can sign up. You can be a Grudge Inc. member. He's not forcing you. He's not telling you, I need $24 a month for you to be a Grudge Inc. member, so or so. If you need a membership pass, he's not saying none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like what this organization is doing, sign up. You're going to be a part. And it benefits to being that.
Can I ask you a quick question? What if it came up to where everybody's on the panel but Tyson? What if it came up if they sold memberships? Just say a year membership or a 2-year membership. I don't have a problem with it. I would love to. I mean, the NHR, but I did not mean to say, but other organizations do sell memberships. Do we have a problem doing something like that?
No. I want to say.
Do you encourage it?
It's not that we have a problem with it. I think because we're in the growing stage, it's going to depend on this. NHRA does this. You got to be a member. You got to get a license. You got to subscribe to National Dragster. You know, you got to do all
this. You got to do all this. Right.
Now,
with Grudge, you ain't got to do that. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think that's what separates the two. Now, if we get as NHRA, if we get as big as NHRA, then we have to have calendar races.
Right.
Events.
And you think like those events.
Go ahead, Tyson.
You think like this, Tail. You think like this. It's like with those races, NHRA and all that. 85% to 95% of us that got these outlaw grudge cars, we couldn't make it past Tech.
Right.
We couldn't pass the NHRA Tech. You see what I'm saying?
It's going to open up a can of worms.
You're right. You know, this Grudge Inc. thing done brought a lot of people out to where some people were class racing. Some people carrying their cars out once a year. Now, those same people is Grudge racing every time they get a chance to. Because it's not a problem at a track that they go to. You know what I mean?
I look at it this way too. I look at it this way. You know, would you rather beat your car up for 5 rounds when you can do it in 1 round?
Wait a minute. Now that opens. That goes right back to our topic. What's the difference between a shootout and grudge racing?
Yeah.
No.
You're doing the same thing. You're going rounds to get that money at the end. They're going to pay out the first 4 cars. You're doing the same thing.
What I'm saying, sir, is what I meant by doing in 1 round or 2 round. This is what I'm saying. We're not gonna say lock in. If I race Tayo, and then after I get on racing Tayo, I might have a race with Tyson. This is what I'm saying. I might race Tyson for 500 and run you for 500. Now I may break even, or I may win both races. All I'm saying is that majority, when you do the particular race we were talking about, you lose your, 5 round guys? 5 rounds to get 1,000. 5 rounds to get 2,000. Well, that's what I'm saying. You can do it in 1 round or whatever.
I agree with what you're saying.
I guess I didn't mean to make it right.
But I agree with what you're saying, but it still takes us back to what we were talking about, the topics about the shootouts.
Well, yeah, the shootouts, it's still the same thing. It's still the shootouts. Yeah, it's still the shootouts.
Yeah, the shootout. Shootout's the same thing as a bracket race or a class race because you're racing rounds for one spot.
Well, the shootouts, my personal opinion with the shootouts, guys, is that the shootouts bring action when you got the guys who want to race, who want to wait to, like, Tyson didn't say this, but, you know, when I got to meet you in the clock, in the lanes at 6, 2, 3 o'clock or you know, midnight or something like that, I think the shootouts, it helps the fans.
Basically, it get the fans their money worth, like the promoters play a show. And they do that G-Body shootout. They do, you know, other shootouts to get the fans their money worth because, it's like I say, it go back to 28s, 29s, no Willie Bars, this, that, you know what I mean? And some of the grudge races you go to, you might see three races. So if they didn't give a shootout, a G-Body shootout, it'd be like a flop show. You know what I mean? Like, damn, this is so cool. I done paid all my money, and it came in. I done seen, you know.
Now, Tyson, I have a question. I have one question for everybody. What about, I consider myself a small guy. I'm pretty sure, you know, my panel, you know, we're middle small guys. We're not the big heavy hitters. But what happens when these guys, you know, small guys don't get on the internet to be known, who want to race? What I'm saying is that I'm not saying no one wants to race. But here it is, we may have a guy who's got to race for 500, but we're not talking about, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let me get this right. Tyson, if me and you say we're going for 500 and whatever goes on the side, that's on the side, but me and you know we're going to race for 500. We don't have a problem with on the side, but we know regardless of the fact, we're going to do it for 500, right?
Basically.
Why don't we get exposed? Why don't we get exposed on the internet?
I'll give you the answer. And this is gonna come right back right up my alley. When I did Pink's Fall Out in Vegas, they said, "Do you want to see the high 9 second class, or you want to see the high 10 second class?" And everybody wanted to see the high 9 second class, but they were a bunch of buttwads who couldn't hold their foot on the brake. But they want to see the faster cars. That's just our nature. We want to see the faster cars. You can take that. How many people talk about Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock, and motorcycles, and then you forget about the rest of the classes that are running at an NHRA event?
No, that's not right. That's not what I was saying, Mr. Russo. What I was saying was, we all have nice cars. They run good.
But why don't we hear about those races?
Yeah, why don't we hear about the races where this guy has a car that's compatible to race with that guy who runs for X amount of dollars, okay? But he has a car, but he's racing by himself. He's a one-man team. I could probably speak for us on this panel. Tyson, I'm a one-man team. Tyson, until you're a one-man team. What I'm saying is that favorites, you go to race one night, and you got 1,500, but you locked in three races for 500. Does that make you less than the man who locked in one race for 1,500? But you're racing more than he is.
You know why? Because that's the big money was excites the crowd.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That big dollar was the excites. That's anticipating into a race. Oh, this is the big race. It's for X amount of dollars. Which this $500 or $1,500 race is just as big, but you don't
hear
about that. All you hear is about the big dollars. You know what I mean? The big dollars.
You know, Kev,
it might be 20 races. It might be 20 races going on for $300. You never know.
Why isn't our videographers, or we're not getting on the internet because we're not that guy who can run with prime time, okay? You know, I'm pretty sure prime time would take a decent bet race. But what I'm saying is that why aren't we being notarized? Why is it just the big guys? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's plenty of racists out there. Why? And I was just Biz is one of the guys who on his show stood up and said, hey, I want the guys to call in, you know. And he wasn't calling them small. He said the guys could do an average bet. You know, I want you guys to get on the phone. And that day, I think his show sold out.
Well, yeah.
And guys are on there talking about it.
We talked about that on our show. That's what makes our show
right.
different from everybody else's, is because we cater to, I don't want to say the little guy, but the people that are the group, the mass.
The average Joe.
The average person. That's what we cater to. And if I don't cater to them right now, they're all gonna hang up. So let me open
like,
the mic right
open
now.
Open the mic.
I like racing. Period. I don't care if it's 13 seconds up to 5 seconds.
Yeah.
All of it.
I'm with Tyson. I want to see it.
Hell no, they coming back.
Hold on. 954-4724. Hello.
Who's this? You want to bet? How much you want to bet? 954. I'm going to ask my mama to ride with him. So when I'm going to West
Virginia,
come back. How the fuck
you
going to tell me?
Hello?
How the fuck you going to tell me, though? Shut up.
Somebody need to mute the mic.
I was opening up some lines. I guess that phone call wasn't for us. 706-4218. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry out of Columbus, George.
Hey,
how you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing okay, man. I just want to call in and tell you I enjoy your show and everything and all that. And I have a question, though, if y'all don't mind me asking that.
Sure.
Oh, heck no. Go right ahead, baby.
How do you pinpoint where the trouble is coming from? I like the way one of you said that you didn't pinpoint just the South. I'm out of the South, and I hear a lot of people out of the North, you know, checking the tie five as much as I do the South. You know, I don't want to race because you got a Willie Bar. That goes all over. Everywhere you
right.
went to, that's everywhere. The South ain't the only one that's pumping up. It might be more South people on the Grudge Inc. I love it. I'm a Grudge Inc. member, and I love everything
mm-hmm.
y'all do. And I don't like that how you can single out just the South. How we do that, how we come to that terminology.
The reason why
well,
I said the South, and I was the one who said the South, and I'll explain why. Because there are certain people in the South that don't like Grudge Inc., and it's more of a personal thing than it is. And there's probably not a lot. It might be just a handful. And this was directed to those people in the South that I know.
You're saying
of.
There are nobody in California, there are nobody in Chicago, there are nobody nowhere else but the South that don't like Grudge Inc.? Are you saying that?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm saying there's a misunderstanding. No, I'm saying there's a certain group of people that didn't want Grudge Inc. to succeed.
But that's everywhere, ain't it? That's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is. Like everything. You're going to have haters everywhere. I think there's more. I think there's more in the South because when Jay got this started, I think more people expected him to fail than succeed. And
but
he's succeeded way past.
Yeah. But when we talk on it, you know, like you say, the way you talk on it, it's giving them power. They think they have power, but I wouldn't even talk on the haters, you know, because they're everywhere. There's a lot of them that out of, and they wrong for that, like you said. You're 100% on that. But I wouldn't just say it's just the South. You know, it might be more members in the South than it is in California, and you're going to have a bigger crowd that hate on them from that bigger, you know, because there's more people. But,
I
know
what you're on that.
I feel like we all should overlook them idiots, if I can call them that, and go on with it. Because, man, y'all doing a wonderful job, and I listen at every show that this Grudge Inc. put out. And I am a member, and hey, I'm going to be one for the day I'm out of here. I tell you, it's great.
Well, you know, what's your name, caller?
My name is Jerry. My tribe is Z-Gone Wild.
Jerry, we want you to stay on the show. And just if you can mute your mic, and if anybody, we want you to get. This is what we want. We want people to get out, so we can. You know, it's not. You know, everybody on this show has something to say. It's not about who you are. This show is about everyone has something to say. our show started as we called the Round Table. We started this. It's not just one person.
That's right.
We want everybody on here and explain how they feel. You know, I might not get along with my host coast. I might not get along with either one of them or three of them. I might get along with them all night. And that's what it's about. We say and we talk about what needs to be talked about. And that's all it's about.
Yeah. Well,
and
hey,
we want you to stay on and we want you to keep it, you know, keep it going.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, and Gary, just to let you know, the thing with the South, that was just my opinion. You know, that And I just think and like the people out here in California that are starting to get to know Grudge Inc.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the guys are starting to get away from the class racing to come into Grudge Inc. and starting to come towards that way. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, we got a car, maybe a few more. We're coming down to Lena, Mississippi next month. So, you know, we're going to be representing down there. But I think hold on one sec, Kev. The one thing I want to tell you, see out here in California and I know in Detroit and probably in Chicago, a lot of guys race quarter mile. We don't really have any 8 mile races that we actually do. We're all more quarter mile cars because the racing that we do.
Hey, Jerry. I got a question for Jerry. Jerry, what do you think about – let me ask you this question. Now, like Taylor said, majority of us, we do run an eighth of a mile.
Yeah.
If we invite you guys to a race in California, Chicago, Detroit, should you guys – let me ask this question, and you be honest about it. Do you think that you guys should come run our game? And then, you know what I mean, did I say it wrong, guys? I'm just saying,
no.
Do you think you guys –
I'm originally from Mississippi down at Big Clark now, man. I moved up here and I met DJ now. When I came up here, I didn't understand the eighth of a mile because in Mississippi we ran a quarter just about all the time from Hattiesburg. We didn't even nobody even thought about an eighth of a mile. And right now my car always set up for the eighth in the quarter. A lot of the guys that y'all talk to on the show, some of them don't want nothing but the eighth. But them the group of guys that's dealing with you all now. But it's so many racers that's not on Grudge Inc. that you all haven't even met. You hadn't met a tenth of the people down in the South that, man, we love the quarter of a mile. You can ask DJ Grant. He know me personally, best friend. And, man, I came to Georgia, not until my car was down for nobody when we raced. But I had to get used to running an eighth. So I set my car for both. Like you say, my car will run the eighth in the quarter, but I love the quarter. But I had to run with them. And you're right, when they come to North, they should run your race. True. I listen at it all the time. And if you come down here and you set your car to run the eighth for them, they should hand that same favor back over to you when they come up North. If you guys say you want to run the quarter of a mile, they shouldn't start crying and talking about, well, hey, no, we don't do that. They just stop it. I hear them all talking to you all the time. Tony Bynes, everybody. I'm calling names, and I'm paid because I don't care. They call. They don't want to run the quarter. That's a bad thing on them because y'all come down here and, hey, that was stand up what you did. You ran the eighth, and they should do the same thing when they come in your territory because I love both. I love the quarter more because I feel like I get more out of my car then. But there's a lot of guys that just locked in the eighth, but them are the guys you all are talking to. It's a lot of guys love quarter mile down here, and they had to back their cars up to run with the ones, like you were just saying, the well-known people. If they say they're running the eighth at that track, you can come in that track if you want to. It can be a quarter of a mile track. You got to run the eighth. And then a lot of people don't think that's fair. But it's a lot of guys. When this thing grows, I guarantee that you will meet and see that don't mind accommodating what you're saying. A lot of them are trying to get their nerves up to get on the phone and start this thing up like y'all doing. Hey, they coming. I believe they coming.
Well, you know what? You know what, sir? We truly applaud you for getting the show and doing that. And if you can, please get people to call in. And we want people to go on this show and weigh out what you want to say. You know, it's not about who's the baddest and who's the smallest. We want unity on this show.
Hello, hello. Yes. Hello?
Yeah, you're there, Tyson. You're there, babe.
Oh, okay.
Tyson, go ahead. Say what you want to say. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off.
No problem.
Tyson, did you hear what he said? Tyson, did you hear what he said?
I heard.
he said that they have a lot of people down south who don't mind running the quarter mile.
Now, see, a lot of tracks are quarter of a mile tracks. And, you know, when I came to Georgia, it's a lot of quarter of a mile and a lot of eighth of a mile, more eighth of a mile tracks over here. But you got surrounding cities like the boys from New Orleans. You got the guys from Hattiesburg. You got people from Florida. You got people that do run the quarter of a mile. But the group that you're dealing with, like you say, once these guys start calling in, like you said, you get to meet a lot of the quarter of a mile racers that love it. I mean, it's a bunch of guys that run it. But they don't want to buck up against these big guys, like you're saying, these big names, because they're going to have it their way when you go to the track.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Just as we were saying earlier, if I say I'm coming down there, and me and you, we got to run for 500, and we agree that, right?
That's right.
Does that make me and you lesser racer because somebody wants for more?
No, it's
should
not.
That make us lesser person because we're not on these videos these guys are making?
That you know it don't. I heard the guys talking the other day. They were saying, well, all the big guys coming to Lena, Mississippi, we're not invited. And I was telling them, man, they not excluding. That's in their mind. They said, we can't do nothing
right.
with them cars because my car ain't going, we're going to look like a fool over there. But they are down hard, true racers. Like you said, they running 6-0 and 7-0, and it take a lot to get a car to run 6 and 7 and 8-0.
Yes, sir.
You know, people forget that when we get to running fast, we forget about the little guys. But I like what you're saying. You're telling them, quit forgetting about them. Bring them, put them on the web camera and say, hey, they doing, because I know them guys race every day. They be at the track,
right.
But the big guys can't race. They car run
past.
They spend their money. They charge them $25 or $20 to get in the gate. They don't say your car's slow. You got to pay $10 to get in. The big guys pay $25. They don't care who you are. When you carry the buy your tech car, it's the same on everything. So recognize them guys. You know, I've seen some tracks like you say. They let the big guys come in free. And then all the time, they should say, well, we're going to let the big guys come in every once in a while if you're doing it for the big guys. I'm just using that as an example. If you're going to treat the big guys like one thing, I see the big guys at the track more than I do the big guys with their car. They are there every weekend, three times on the weekend. If it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, their cars are there. So the big guys might come once a month because you know what it is for our cars. If it's terrible or something, you got to wait. It's going to take me a month or sometimes 2 to 3 weeks to fix my car. But the big guys' cars, they running back to back. That will keep the tracks open. So let's quit forgetting about them and bring them on the web page and show their cars. The video.
And I think this is what my fellow co-hosts were trying to say tonight. You know, we want to start seeing more of the small Admiral guys. We want to see more, not just
the average. The average Joe.
We want
the
average Joe. Yes, sir. You know, we don't mind. I mean, why is it if I'm this is
and
my
you just
thing
look
too.
At you look at it like this, fellas. We all on this line. We average Joes. Don't nobody know us.
You know what we should do?
We don't know videos like we got the fastest car 28, 29, to 31. So we the average Joe.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna see if I can get these done in time. But I'm gonna get shirts made up and they're gonna say average Joe Racing. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Average Joe. You know?
Average Joe. We call on this show, and we just talk about what we want to talk about. Hey, guys, I got to get to the lines. I got to open up some more lines now.
Hey, Jerry, stay on the phone.
Yeah.
Do not stay on the phone.
Okay, I will.
Okay, 847-1297. Your mic is live. Who's this? 847-1297.
Go ahead, Dion. I didn't quite hear you there. How's it going, guys?
Who is that?
This is D from Chicago. Hey, Larry, what's happening?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Hey, D, what do you think about the topic we were just talking about?
I think it's a great topic. In fact, not only I think it's a great topic, I think Jerry really just kind of like hit the nail right on the head. You know, our Bible tells us that the poor we'll have with us always. And I said that to say this. The poor is the small guy. The poor is the guy that comes to the track every day. Every time the track is open, runs a 15-second car, his 12-second car. And they don't get the camera action that the big cars get when they really should. And you know, it's not fair to them, and they feel it. So, and hold, back up a minute. One more thing I want to say. I said it earlier. Larry said something about a membership fee. I don't know actually how Grudge Inc. is really running. I like the show, but I belong to a GS club called GS Club of America, and we pay $40 a year for a letter.
Excuse me, sir. You say you're from Chicago. You run a Buick?
Yeah, I'm a Chevrolet killer.
What's your name again?
My name is D. You have two
hold
guys.
Hold on. Do you own a black GS, 69 black GS?
No, actually, I spoke to you a few nights ago. That was my buddy. His name is DD.
I just want to say that's
actually,
a bad car. I remember that car.
Right. He's driving my car. He gets that car. That car is pretty quick now. But see, back when I was racing, it was in the 10-second era in high nines. And I could run 10:39 back then with a Buick, which was
right.
Like unheard of. But and today that would be I would be considered one of the small guys. But I'm gonna get it be the fact of it if having to do with open. And as far as what Larry was saying earlier, I think it's a great idea really because like I was saying earlier, I belong to a GS club. We pay $40 a year for a membership and we get a letter every 2 months, you know, on different things. And Grudge Inc. I think would be the same thing. I don't see a reason why not. I don't really think one man should have to switch the whole bill.
And I agree with you
really,
on that too. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah,
I mean Jay Barnes, he puts these shows out for us. He's doing so much for us. But what are we giving back to Jay Barnes? Yeah, we're coming to the shows, and
right.
I'm not thinking so much to Jay Barnes, but you know, it takes a lot. You know, people don't realize what it takes in his family just to do this.
Hey,
I think that'll be something that comes down the road, which wouldn't be mine. But you know, you got to crawl before you can walk and run. So
well,
you
let me say this.
Yeah.
The GS Club started out. It had I was number 139 when I joined. We got over 5,000 members now, so it will grow. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to start off right to end up right. It's not fair for Jay Bonds. To be out of his pocket while we reap all the benefits. And the benefits that we are reaping, we are able to sit on this air, shoot the breeze with each other, book races, and have fun, which is what we like to do because we are lovely. Well, if that being said, sometimes in life you have to pay for what you get. I mean, it's just
yes, sir.
If you expect a lot to be a lot.
But didn't we all start somewhere in life? I mean, didn't we all start 14, 15 seconds where we are today?
We crawled.
I think we all crawled
before we walked.
I can remember days when Larry can too. A 12-second car was on a trailer. He in this city, you know. And another thing I want to speak on back up and let someone else talk. This quarter mile racing, this eighth of mile racing. You know, I think you should run what that city has been running. You know, if you go south and they run a eighth of a mile, then, hey, you knew what you were getting into before we came down there. Same thing with coming here. I've never ran an eighth of a mile. When I was able to race, all we ran was quarter mile. So if you come to me, you got to run a quarter mile. Get the hell home.
And I agree with you on that. I thought when the guys, you know, and being I thought when the guys came up from down south, we were glad they came. I think DJ Graham was the only one. He said he didn't give a damn. Duck and Law, I think they said the same thing. They didn't give a damn either. You know, just if the race was right, they thought they can do it, they were going to do it. And I do agree. I mean, we have done, I'm not going to say we, but.
Well, you're right.
Let me give you a scenario. North and Great the South. Biz put on a hell of a show with Grudge Inc. Biz did an outstanding job, Terry and all the rest of them at 41. The guys are saying, we're not going to race. Unless you race the eighth of a mile. And you know what? Biz came back to the guys and said, look, man, you know, they want to run the eighth of a mile. Look, we got a show going on. Can we do it? And everybody put their hands up. We're going to do it. We're done with it. Let's go. You know? But yet and still, for the South to come up and tell us that we wasn't shit and they whooped us, okay, that's fine. But we accommodated y'all. Y'all didn't accommodate us.
Because we accommodated them. When you go to a man's house, you abide by his rules.
If I take your shoes off and you come in my house, take your damn shoes off.
That's it, man. You abide by a man's rule when you go in his house. And when the South come from the North, they're in our house. When we go South, we have to abide or should abide by what they lay down as law. I mean, that's just the way it is. If you don't want to agree to that, then damn it, don't race.
So let me ask you another question. Do you think, and the rest of the panel, do you guys think us doing that, is that going to hinder the South from coming up here? Because
they're
always.
No. No, you want to know why? You want to know why? Because racers are racers.
That's
the bottom line. It's in your blood. If you got to race that car a quarter mile, it's too much in your blood, man. It's going to be like, fuck it, I don't care. I'm going to race.
No, you know, Mr. Russo, is that a true racer, or can I interrupt you for a second,
Kevin?
Yes,
but I want to say this here. If they come to us now, what's happening now? We change it to the eighth up here, if you pay attention.
We're trying to get races with them. Is that what we're doing?
I know that the event that we're going to have up here, is going to be eighth of mile. It's not going to be 1320. It's changing up here now. It's changing here now.
Hey, Tyson,
take it over because that's what they're being forced to do because you're getting the guys from the South coming up, and that's what they're racing. So it's like this here. Once you give in one time, it's like you're always going to give in. So when the North gave in and ran an eighth the first time, I can always say, hey, man, you did it last time I was here. You know, this is what we're going to do. And that's just
I'll tell you, a closed mouth don't get fed, man.
You know, if it's going on and people don't go to our head, which is Jay Bonds, which is our number one businessman in this business, and present that to a table, then it is what it is. You know, that's the way I see it, you know, because of the simple fact that I think that he's doing a wonderful job at what he's doing. And I appreciate it for what he's doing. That's why I'm one of the members of Good Jeep myself.
Me too.
You know,
me too.
But my thing is with it, it's not so much a fact of the matter of him. It's the surroundings of surrounding him. And when Jerry was talking, I wanted to ask Jerry, what person can cause the most harm to you? The person that's the closest to you can cause more harm to you. Before we became Grunge Inc., we didn't know Jay Bonds. The people that was already down in the South, they were familiar with Jay Bonds. So when we learned about Jay Bonds, we decided to join in because of what we felt, because of what was going on and so far and so on. So we didn't have it. We really weren't familiar with him. Say on them wasn't really familiar with him. A lot of other people wasn't familiar, but the guys that he was around was familiar with him. It wasn't just single out anybody per se, but it was more or less a thing more as that if the people that are close to you don't want to join in and see you do, then I guess you just have to fellowship the ones that do.
Want to
see him be successful in what he's doing. This is a business, man. You know, it's a business.
You always have haters, Larry, no matter what you do or what
that's
you
right.
do something to.
That's right.
It's going to always be someone that don't want to see it grow. It's going to always be someone that want to see it grow. Grudge
that's
Inc.
Right.
is doing a great thing for drag racing. Grudge Inc. has really taken drag racing from level 1 to, like, level 10 overnight. That's
Larry, is Jerry still on the phone?
I think Jerry's still on here. Yeah.
Jerry, you still on?
Jerry's still. Yeah, I'm on.
Hey Jerry, we like to ask you a question, and we will go to Jay Bonds about this.
Yeah.
Is there a track that you can find in Mississippi who wants to run the quarter mile, and can you guys participate to see if we can get Jay Bonds to help us promote this show, Grudge Inc. Show? Also, I like to say is that I feel good talking to people I'm talking to tonight because I feel that we're all Grudge Inc. members, and we stand behind Grudge Inc. And I like to thank everybody for being on the phone. And I really did like the guys coming in and talking about, you know, I want to say the average Joe. And I really, really appreciate hearing what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to tell you something real quick about the eighth mile versus quarter mile stuff. What got me so excited about coming down to Indolina for the race isn't the fact on who we're racing. Is that we're coming down with a quarter mile car, and we're going to race an eighth mile car on an eighth mile track against an eighth mile car, And if we go through all these motions and win, to me, that's the better feeling, because I came down there, I beat you at your game, on your track, and, you know, and that's, and to me, that's more gratifying. If I come down to race your race and I beat you, I mean, that's more gratifying than the money.
Just like Larry said, there was no, in Mississippi and Lena, there was no eighth of mile racing. It changed, like Larry said, out of Chicago and Detroit. It's changing because of them handful of guys. Everybody started coming up here to Atlanta to run the eighth. And then every track in Mississippi that I know of, the biggest of them, except for a few that were just recently built, Lena was a track, and that's a wonderful track. It was it's a quarter of a mile track. They built it for a quarter of a mile. When you get there, you'll see it. It's not an eighth of a mile track. Hattiesburg, you all have been there. That's a quarter of a mile track. All this started changing as the years went by. And like you said, if you start following suit, it's going to happen everywhere. Everybody going to change. And Larry, for another question, I didn't know Jay Barnes. A lot of people don't know Jay Barnes. A lot of us, the ones that you talk to, them the ones that's hating on him that know him, I never heard
that's
of Jay Barnes. I couldn't take him out from you or the next person. And it's a lot of people feel the same way. It's a lot of little cars that's not getting the recognition that would blow this thing out of the water, help pick it up. If they quit concentrating on just the big cars, and you break starts, everybody will get in then. I bet them little guys, they'll be glad to swing on and hold on as tight as they can.
If you look at it like this, 75% of the videos we see, you know, seeing them same cars 100 times.
That's right. That's right.
We know them same people. We don't know about the guy from a local town down there that got a car maybe just as quick as them big-name guys. We don't hear from them. You know what I mean? You never see their cars. All we see is the same. All we know, we see the same cars, same people, whether they from down south, up north, Alabama, Arkansas, wherever they from. You know what I mean? Them the names you hear, they're the same cars you see on 85% of the videos.
So guys, let's just say this. But we know if we talk to Jay Barnes, it's gonna happen. He just said Lena was a quarter mile track. For guys who don't know who are headed to Lena, you can lock in on the quarter mile, am I right, sir? If you want.
The guys in Lena?
The guys are saying
Lena
truck
in.
Is a
I think
this is what I like about Mr. Russo's show. He lets everybody talk and know what they want to hide and don't want to hide. But if you guys want to lock in a quarter mile race, Lena will accommodate you. The other track is an eighth of a mile track, so you guys know what's going on. But, I think of average Joes, we race just as much as the rest of these guys do. But then you get to the track sometimes, you know, someone's like, well, man, how can you race as much as you? Well, how can I go to the damn track? I can get a race because it's not nothing but the big guys racing.
I asked the question last Tuesday, and the question that I asked last Tuesday was this. I was talking to DJ Grant. I asked DJ Grant. I said, DJ Grant, they just give only G-body shootout. I said, do they have F-bodies? Do they have H-body? Do they
H-body
have those types? You know, everybody wants to stand up and be counted, you know, because y'all participated in drag racing, and it's no different than what they do. Than what you all do. It's going to be a winner. It's going to be a loser. And recognition, everybody wants to feel like, everybody wants to be felt as though they're important to the game. You know,
they want
to
be
I understand exactly what y'all are saying.
Yes, they said that. Because the class is a class, like K.O. said.
You know what I'm saying, Larry?
Yeah.
Right now, it's just the hottest car that they are using, G-body cars. There was a time F-body was the hottest car that they was using. That's just why I think everyone's on G-body. But let me ask this question here. It keeps being said about the video shoots and who being seen on the video. Is there one specific guy assigned to doing the filming of the racing? If so, then wouldn't it be feasible for Mr. Barnes to get someone else to shoot the smaller guys, where they could, you know, kind of like merge them in with the big guys, and it goes back to
earlier. Hey guys, I do not mean to interrupt anybody. I just got a phone call. Kale, can you look for a 1688 number?
I gotta open up some mics right now. I got a whole bunch of them anyway, so I'm just gonna go down the list, yeah.
All right, but that's 1688. We need to open up because I didn't want to say nobody's name.
We'll get everybody. Hold up. 313-0178. Your mic is live. Who we got?
This is Kimo. Just listening to you guys.
Hey,
Kimo.
What's the deal, fella?
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello? Who's asking for
Kimo? Somebody just called his name, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
Sound like
him. Well, anyway, Kimo, how's everything going, Kimo?
Ah, man, it's good. Just sitting here and listening to the show.
Oh, good. Well, hey, just stay on the line, man, and you know, chime in when you need to.
Listen to what you guys had to say and trying to take heed to it.
Yeah, we just had a couple things going that we were talking about tonight, and just trying to get a little how people just felt about it. What, you know, what's their take on it, on all this?
Okay.
Sit tight. I'm gonna open up some more mics. 219-1065. Your mic's live. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hello? 219-1065. Who's this? Hello?
Oh, like they dropped or something.
All right. Well, we'll close that down. This is Jonathan. Let me see. 504-5048. Your mic is live. Who's this?
Yes, this is Bird from out of New Orleans, Louisiana, with the Blue Ice Mustang.
Hey,
what's up, baby?
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hold on.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure, hey, guys, this is a good show. I got people blowing my phone up, and they say this is a hell of a show to keep on going.
Hello? How's everything going on in Louisiana, baby?
Hello?
You there?
Yes, this is Bird from out of New Orleans, Louisiana, with the Blue Ice Mustang.
What's going
on,
Bird?
Sir?
How's everything, baby?
What's going on?
I just want to say Happy New Year's to the Grudge World out there. And want to make a comment on a couple of y'all topics.
Well, jump on in, baby.
Yeah, I agree with that guy from out of Georgia. He stated where they have most of the guys down here, they do run quarter of a mile. That's all we have is quarter mile tracks in this area. And I think the reason why majority of the guys out of South Carolina and those areas, a majority of the guys out of the grudge game that's doing a lot of grudge racing is they run an eighth of a mile because it's a little safer.
Yes, I agree.
You know, with the type of motors they have in these cars and the amount of nitrous that they're using on them, and they run trying to get down the track with, you know, the smaller tires, I think that's the reason why they went to the eighth of a mile. And a lot of these cities, the towns that they grew up in is only an eighth of a mile track.
Right. So, Bert, let me ask you this question then. If it comes down to tire size, why not throw a set of 31s on? If you're putting down that kind of power, why not throw a set of 31s on there or 32s? And run the car quarter mile.
Well, you know, I think it's just it depends on the person. I mean, sometimes it's just a challenge to them guys to get a small tire to go down the track at that rate of speed, you know?
Yeah.
Versus putting a bigger tire on a car. You know, at one time, everybody would be attacked.
It's the thrill of the chase.
Exactly. Exactly.
So my question is, we're and me and Tyson, we from the hometown, same hometown, but where'd it come from to where you got a 31 and I got a 26, or I got a 28 or 31? If I feel that we can get together, let's just do it. If you got willy bars, I don't give a fuck about no willy bars. I've seen guys lose races with willy bars. Carl leave out the gate, slap the willy bars 2-3 times, the other guy left. He gone. So what are you scared of willy bars about?
Well,
Hold on, get straight. I was not saying you. I'm just saying in general.
So you're asking me if you have a 31-inch tie and a guy that has a 28-inch tie, he's worried about the willy bars? That's the question?
Well, I'm just saying we're getting the tire size. We're getting the willy bars. You know,
well,
I've seen a guy, and this is Don's got truth, and I'm wondering if my homeboy from Detroit can, you know, if he's seen the race. We've seen a guy come from out of town, race a guy here from Detroit, and we knew that the other car from out of town was a lot faster. Yeah. But what happened was the guy slapped the willy bar so hard, the car took off, hit the willy bars, slapped him again, slapped him twice within the 60 foot, or just maybe in the, let's say the 150, within the 60 foot, 150 feet, he lost the race because the car loaded up so bad in the bars, he lost.
He should get longer bars. That'll fix that problem.
Well, no, his car was adequate. It was just it was a fluke. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like Tyson said, it's a gamble.
He should run quarter mile again.
Yeah.
Well, Kimo, was that Kimo? Hold on. Was that Kimo?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, Kimo, you might have seen that race, and you know, so we're not putting no names out, but you might have seen that race. You know, copper car against a black car.
Copper car
against
a black car.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, you know, all I'm saying.
There's not a whole lot of copper cars. There's not that many copper cars.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, the copper car won, but we all knew that the black car could outpower. It was just a fluke.
Well, on that instance,
Matt Kimmel had it for. Oh, go ahead.
The only thing, it is just stipulations. Another word, I heard the comment earlier about bracket racing and this and that. Another word, the only thing they're doing is stipulations, trying to make it fast. Like, for instance, like Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes come there, he has a small block and no willy balls with a small tie. But he will engage what I call with a big block, with willy balls.
Well, hold on, sir. We want to quote you wrong on that because we just locked him in. 2 weeks ago, with a car from California with a big block.
What you did now? Say that again.
They locked him in with a car from California, with a big block against his 7-Up car. And Tony had a bunch of stips. Not a bunch of stips, but he had stips.
Well, you gonna have stips. That's why they put stips to make it even. And it's just like bracket racing. It makes it even by putting the numbers on the windows.
Okay, we agree with you.
Understand?
But is the stiff hurting the game? Is the stiff hurting the game?
I can't hear you breaking up.
I said, are the stiff hurting the game?
Stipulation is just a way of stopping drag racing. That's all stipulation is.
That's it. That's all it's doing.
It's a way of what? Stopping drag racing.
That's all it is.
No,
it's
not. I mean, you're in the wrong perception about that.
Hold on, let me get that. All this stipulation, you got to have a 29. If I got a 28, you got to have a 28. That's just a way of saying I'm scared of you, I can't beat you, so I'm going to use this as an out. That's all stipulation is. All that is just BS. If I feel like I can whoop you, I didn't give a damn if you had a 1699 on your car.
Yes, sir.
I ran a race once. I got called at 3 o'clock in the morning. If telling me the man had just won 9 niners. You know what I told him? I said, if he run 9 niners, he going to win. If he run 9-91, whoop his ass. He ran 9-91.
Well, that's just the racist choice. You know? That's your choice.
A person that really want a race, he gonna figure out a race with you.
Right.
Somehow.
But see,
if you really
but see that's the thing.
I hear
that's
you saying
thing.
That.
People are scared to lose. People
no, I don't think
lose.
That. You gonna race a stock suspension Mustang? I mean, you gonna race a stock suspension car against a pro mod?
If I thought I could win?
If I think I can beat
you. Okay, yeah, that's right. And I agree with you there. I agree with you. If you think you could win, that's the key. But
hey,
if,
man.
If you just want to engage, you're going to try to make it fair, right?
We have won the races, and this is my friend again. I've been friends with him for over 30 years, so I can use him as again. Big Drag Simpson. We have won into races with drag driving that we knew he had to jump the guy to win. We knew we didn't have a chance to win if the guy lead with him. We had to get out first in order to win. We would take that chance. So we're dragging the car and banking on the fact that drag going to jump us. So
one thing I can
say again, information is a way to stop racing.
Okay, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. I can't change
if
everybody has an opinion.
Wait, I
think it's good
for the game. But is it, this is what we're saying. You know, is it really stopping the game? We're not saying that what you're saying is wrong. We just
there's
like
nothing stopping. There's nothing stopping the game. The game's going on. The game's been going on for as long
that's
as
right.
cars have been out. Nothing's stopping
right.
the game.
That's,
all
that's
this
right.
is someone who wants to get their race. Anybody who's been racing, be it street racing or grudge racing, they want their race. They want to get their guarantee.
They want to get their guarantee. Taking,
and that's exactly what they're doing. There ain't nothing hurting the game.
But
they just want to get things set in stone so that when they do come out, because it's not racing somebody on the other side of town. You're going to travel to race somebody. They want to get certain things locked in, so when they make that trip, they already know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, you made a valid point, Russell. You made a valid point.
I don't think it's anything about hurting the game. Listen, let me get phone calls. We've got some more people on the line that wanna chime on in, man.
Get them in.
Big Will, you there, baby?
Will. Yeah, yeah. How you boys feel?
Hey, Will. What's going on, brother?
Big Will. What's happening, fellas? I'm just listening in. Sound like a pretty good topic.
All right, well, man. Well, stay tight, man. Don't go nowhere. I got to open up
all
a few
right,
more mics. We got a bunch of people on the line. 313-7935. Your mic is live. Who we got?
What up, Tayo? This is another Spirit Simp. What's up,
what's
people?
What's going on, man?
I ain't making no noise. I'm sitting back. I'm at work on a Saturday listening to the show. Y'all have a good topic tonight, man. Keep it rolling.
Just Wayne?
So y'all having a great topic. Like, keep it rolling.
This Wayne?
That's him, man.
Okay, brother.
Yeah.
Glad you called in.
What's going on, man? You all right,
man, we just hanging in. We just trying to see some more racing again. What you think about that?
Hey, man. I think it's the game is doing good. Just to make it come down a little bit. But I think 2013, man, it's going to be a lot more racing with a lot more other classes of cars. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like, you know, we know what's going on in Detroit right now. They take the car. So a lot of people started to take the racing from the streets to the track. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a lot more opportunity to see a lot more racing. And like you said, the smaller guys, the guy who's going 10, 11, 12 seconds, give them a little notice. Because everybody started off at the guys that's going 7s and 8s. And sixes right now, they started off going slower than that. So you can't shine away from the guys who's not going as fast just yet. And
right.
They might get there one day.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
do you think our videographers need to videotape these guys who videotape them all or just the average Joe?
I think everybody needs to get a little shine off of that, because you might see a local neighborhood guy
on YouTube. Oh, that's a guy down the street. Oh, that's a guy. And that excites other people to start getting back to the generation, man.
You know what? We're racing because
I think when you're able to put hands on to somebody that, this is just my neighbor, that's a coworker, or that's another dude I know, he rich on cars or do whatever, that's going to entice other people to get into the race again.
It's
to keep the sport alive.
Exactly. I agree with you, sir. I agree with you 100%.
You know what? And I want to say this for the guys that are doing the videoing, I want to say this on their behalf, is that you got to understand that Grudge Inc. is a product. And when we have these big things, I'll get some background noise, guys.
Stay on the show, but just put your phone on mute.
I'm going back on mute, sir.
The thing is with the guys doing the video, you got to remember that they're trying to get Grudge Inc. out there too, and I think because they're doing the big name guys, they're doing Big Low, you know, Stunner, all these guys. They're trying to get this out so we can see, you know, so people can see what's going on. Once you get to the people to the track, I think they see everybody else. Just like in the old days when they promote NHRA, come see Don Gar, Big Daddy Don Gar, Shirley Muldowney. They only said a couple people because those are the people that everybody knew. So I don't think they're doing it to showcase just those people. I think because those people are a little bit bigger in the game, it helps get Grudge Inc. out there. I don't think they're just going to slam anybody or rub anybody else's noses in it. I think they're trying to help get Grudge Inc. out there. And
right, but
what
the other gentleman said was they're not showing that the average Joe is out there racing, and they're showing the big guys. All we're saying is that they're there. Why are you not showing up? Why are you not promoting us in turn? Because people like to see that smart. Like he said, Mr. Tim said, he said, a guy in his neighborhood, damn, I didn't know he had that. But then another guy said, you know what? I'm going to build me that car. So that brings more action to the game. That brings more people. That brings, you know, when a person comes to the track with their car or whatever, they at least bring two or three people with them or more.
Well,
Okay,
Kimo,
let me send
me a shirt over there with the average Joe so I can wear it too. I'm an average Joe and I need to get on a video.
Now, who was this? That was Kimo?
Yeah. You know what? Listen, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo.
Hey,
Kimo. Hey, Kimo. For you, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. All jokes aside. Kimo, you didn't start out. Can I ask you a question, sir? Did you start out with the car that you had today? I mean, you graduated from step to step. You know, can I ask you that question?
Yeah, I didn't start out with that car. It's like a Mustang, but it's not. It's a Mercury or something.
Right.
Capri. I had that. That was my first drag race car.
Mr. Kimo, did you enjoy that car? I mean, back at that time, you know, you enjoyed that car, right? I mean, you felt like you were doing something, right?
Yep, I enjoyed the hell out of that car. Hell, I drove that car.
Right, but people, this is the things people don't know. People don't know that Kimo started out doing what he did, and he moved up. I mean, everybody graduates. All we're saying is that do you think, Kimo, that some of the average Joes should be left out of some of the videos on the races and stuff?
Nah. I mean, really it's all about how that guy promote himself, you know what I mean? So the average Joe got to stop sitting back talking about, I'm average. Nah, go up there and talk some shit. I guarantee you, we have for a while around here, a lot of the guys on 24s and shit, they was the ones getting all the races on the street. And
oh, yeah. We got some nice cars in Detroit that's on the big tire racing.
And you know what? That's all Chad is. Chad's just an average car. And, you know, and we're taking a shot at Tony. We're going to get one. We're going to steal one for the average Joe. What?
Yeah, let's talk about how that person promotes himself. How they promote themselves, you know what I'm saying? And if he talk enough shit, that the guy who videoed, he gonna come up there and watch them guys race.
Well, yeah. Kimo, I'm not putting you on the spot, and everybody put nobody on the spot. There's a question I like to get out, and I mean no disrespect to anybody. I would like to talk about. No, I don't want to talk about. I just want to put your question. Bub has a nice running car. Just give me my question. Bub has a nice running car, but Bub is an average Joe.
Okay.
You know, why doesn't Bub take more average Joe racing, or does he?
Well, Bub always got an issue with the car. If people come from Chicago to get a piece of Bub's ass, so Bub get on the thread, and he talks shit. So even though Bub, y'all think, Bub really ain't an average car. He got a nice car.
Okay. I'll just give a scenario that, you know, he's an average Joe, and Bub, we're not talking about you, Mr. Mailman, we're talking about. We're getting out. We're trying to just talk, you know, and there's nothing personal. We just talking.
All right, listen, I want to get to the phone lines real quick. We still got a whole bunch of people we got to get in here, man. We got 708-0478.
Timo, stay on the phone.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Oh.
What's going on, Larry?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, it's Smitty from Set on Kill. How's everybody doing?
What's happening?
Well, man, how's everything going?
Wait.
Just listening, you got a good topic. You want to chime in?
Well, come on in, baby. Where you been hiding for a while?
I've been working, trying to get ready. We're getting ready for February 9th.
Not Smitty.
Bro, have you went and got your suit? Have you got fitted for your suit?
No, we don't need no suit.
Hey, Smitty.
Hey, Smitty,
got a quick question for you. Not to talk about anybody, but Set on Kill has you guys got a top ranking car, but I've heard you guys have built an average Joe car too.
Yeah, we got three cars, we got a whole lot of cars.
So, what do you think about the average Joe?
Hey, Smitty, Set on Kill's like an ice cream truck. You go get whatever flavor you want, huh?
Yeah. We trying to make our way on around. Thanks,
you guys
Larry,
like an ice
you know,
cream
learn,
truck, baby.
Set on Kill don't have no average Joe car.
Yes, we do. More. Hey,
no,
Kimo,
don't get up
on
the side of anyone.
LeRon, drive that car everywhere. Lil Boosie. I love blue street car.
Lil Boosie ain't no average Joe car. Now, come on.
It is. You got everything in it. License plate, sticker, everywhere.
Come
Knock
on.
It off. Knock it off.
All right. Smitty, we talk about average Joe guys. I'll give you a scenario, okay? We say average Joe guys, guys who run. Let's just go from tens to, or let's go from nines to 13 seconds. And we're not saying that he doesn't run that, and we don't do numbers on this show.
Kill.
We do not.
Okay,
you don't have no man except for Kyle.
Yes, we do.
Don't tell nobody what you got. Just tell them what you got. You're just an average Joe, you know.
He's an average Joe. He's part of our Set on Kill crew. Set on Kill has an average Joe.
Okay, which one? Which car is that? Would it be the red Mustang you guys got?
Brown Nova.
Oh, you got to get a Nova now. Okay.
Brown Nova.
So can we look forward, and Kimo's my witness on this deal, and we got the rest of the guys, you guys have an average Joe Cotton overtime.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
We'll see you this year. I think this was out last year, but he got had to work a lot, but he's an average Joe. Hard working man, you know.
Called in. I mean, we're just asking a question about Set on Kill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, do you guys have something for average Joe to run?
Yes, we do.
So we can look for some average Joe racing wherever you go, right?
Yeah.
But you're looking for that piece of action for average Joe guy.
Where am I thinking it? Yeah, you know, you catch him at the track, you know, we there. And if you like it, we're going to try a little something.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all that big.
Yeah,
give me
that
big. Yeah. What's going on,
Larry?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Trying to wait till we get it in.
Right. I'm waiting on February 9th. Larry, we on countdown.
Man, we on countdown, man. Half of this month is almost gone, man.
Yeah. It's going to be a good race down. It's a good race to look forward.
Yes, sir.
The weather's nice down there, Larry.
The weather's been pretty nice, man. It's been pretty nice, man. I've been talking with Gunny every day.
Hey guys, let me get some more phone calls real quick, man. All right, Tio. We still got a whole bunch, man.
Okay.
612-585-9.
Oh, I think this might be Minnesota,
man.
I'll hope this
ain't
blood.
You might get 612-585-9. Who we got on the line?
Is Kevin on the phone?
Hello?
Is Kevin on the phone?
Yeah, little man. Get out the phone. We're trying to take this
on
tonight. We're talking about the average Joe, little man.
I'm the average Joe.
Okay, little man, would you get on the show and talk about the average Joe?
Okay,
well, you got that. We are locked in, so why you ain't punk thinking?
Why you ain't tell nobody you was locked in? I thought you was a stand-up guy.
I ain't got to tell nobody I'm locked in.
We talking about a show.
You trying to make
race world know that you had a locked-in race. I thought a stand-up guy would let the drag race world know you had a locked-in race.
Yeah, I got the locked-in race with you.
Yeah. Stop being a stand-up guy.
Wait a second. Hold on. Who is this?
That's Todd.
Todd from Minnesota.
Ask Todd he won't lock in with your Vega tail.
Hey, no. I won't lock in with no Vega wave in California, man. I'm locked in with
no
contract. Right. Ask Tail if he won't lock in with a stock suspension G box. She won't add other cars and shit.
Hey Todd. Don't come here trying to break the show.
You didn't tell us about that, Cam. G body.
Oh, no, he didn't tell you.
It's all on the grudge book.
Damn, Cam, you supposed to spread the rule.
But G body don't want to spread the rule because he know he gonna get fucked up. Damn, Kelly, hey, now listen,
he on your show, man.
He's gonna take the orange stripes off your car and turn them pink. Damn.
Hey, Kimo.
Mary Kate sticker on the back.
Kimo. Now he ain't never got on the show tonight.
No, I don't get on all the shows. I only really go on
Let me finish my show.
No, I had to come on your show tonight because I seen that you weren't going to tell people that you had a locked-in race. Sound like you're scared. Most people like to talk about their races they get.
Hey, Todd. Tell everybody you locked in. Tell everybody you locked in with a big block. Don't tell me you locked in with a big block. Don't tell me you locked in with a big block on spray.
You got a big block on spray?
What's wrong with that? So what's wrong with that?
You got a big block on spray?
Who, Todd?
No, you
damn.
You trying to trick me?
Hey, Kev, it sounds like you got a dump truck full of shit over there, man.
I sure do. Don't worry about it.
Hey, what he didn't want to tell y'all was that a street car regal with full interior going to blow his motherfucking asshole out.
Full interior? Man, he got
full interior with the factory flow mats.
He got Gator's seats in there, Kev, and he going to wear you out, man.
Hey, no problem. He know we're supposed to build the 15th, but he didn't tell you he didn't want to lock in for the 15th. He was crying about that.
Hell no, I didn't want to lock in for the 15th. That's 5 months away. Shit, I've been blowing up three times about in. I want to run you now. You made me lock in for June 15th. I want to run your ass in February 15th.
You got locked in for the 15th, so be at the Grudge Inc. race.
You're right, because that's the only way you would go. So I had to lock you in for way in June.
Okay. So
I
little
tried
man,
to lock you,
you
in for right now. You said
little
no.
Man. Hey, little man, you got it. Did I stutter?
Yeah,
you got
right.
It. So why you trying to pump your gums?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know
what you said. You got to go in and just pump your gums. Let everybody know what you locked me up on. You locked with a big block and a small block, right?
I didn't lock you. I locked you in with a Regal street car against your Vegas. That's what I locked you in with.
You locked me with a big
block. He locked you in.
Well, if you assume that that's what I got, no problem. I don't care.
Okay, sir. Well, then you done it.
Hold up, Kev, let me get this straight. He locked you in with a street car on 22 against your all-out race car. That don't sound good.
No, I got
28.
It's on 28.
Oh, 20. That don't sound good, Kev.
28 inch slick.
Oh, that don't
sound good. Vega on a 26 inch slick.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me in touch it. He would not let me move.
He won't let you move.
He and motherfucker won't let me get out the gate, won't let me do shit. He told me he had to fuck up.
Hell no, what I'm going to let a little 2,000-pound ass Vega move for?
I guarantee you way more than that, sir. I guarantee you way more than that.
Heavy ass street car, man. I look like a damn fool even racing your car. But I know you ain't shit, so that's why I'm racing.
Okay.
I'm
going to
rob
him. You didn't want to race your little girl.
So I might as well try you.
Don't bump your gun. You didn't want to race. You didn't want to race when we come north or south, did you? You didn't want to race then. You was getting your ass up on that track.
I didn't even have my car there. What did
you
have
three cars? You had three cars there, sir.
But I didn't have my car. Yeah, and I had a Vega there that you didn't want to run. So what are you saying?
A chassis car?
You start talking about it's a chassis car. This is that.
I remember that, Kev.
Yeah,
a
blue
car?
Vega.
A light blue Vega? Yeah.
It was a light blue Vega.
That's
you didn't want no fucking trouble.
And about your carburetor was messed up. You had your car covered with a quilt sheet.
Huh? Can't hear you, Kev.
I had three bad valve springs, and I told him if he let me get up out of there, he told me no.
That's your problem. You had them bad. What the fuck you come to the track with that shit for?
We didn't find out until we got there. We didn't find until we got there. And when
okay.
the car was
well, guess what? You got the same action. Do you want it?
Todd, you ain't
you
never
that
got
same
Todd,
action
you
with
ain't
that
never
same
got on the show. Todd, you ain't never got on the show until tonight. Quit pump checking.
I'm making my debut.
Yeah, you make your debut.
You got
so problems
with that?
Well, then why are you on the phone fucking shit, motherfucker? We already told you.
Dude,
we
hold on.
You.
Just listen.
You said that we didn't want no trouble. I ain't want to do
that. Just listen.
I ain't going to listen to shit. Get your ass off the phone, motherfucker. I told you, be there. We got a race, motherfucker.
Y'all should have noticed he won't let me talk.
Hold on.
I don't give a fuck about you talking. We got a race.
We're going to throw our people off of the show, man. We're going to throw our grudge people off. We're going to talk to people.
We don't have motherfucking grudge.
Yeah, I'm
going to
grudge.
You're going to
throw me off the show.
Wait, hold on. Wait, slow down.
Hey,
Tim. Stop.
You're not being a stand-up back here. You can't
That definitely is not the words of a stand-up guy.
Wait, hold on.
You getting mad because
he's going down on your ass? What's on? This is what this show is about, Kev. What's that?
I'm doing it. But when you want to get in here and punk fake, that's what I'm like. Don't get in here and punk fake. I told you a lot of long ago. So why you trying to...
It's not like this
right,
man ain't
well, I'll tell you what.
Do you want any trouble with that Vega? Do you want any trouble with that powder blue Vega? I'll lock your ass in right now. Do you want any trouble with that powder blue Vega?
Yeah, I'll take the powder blue Vega you give me. We'll make it right.
Well, I'll make it right. Okay. 82 Vega?
Now he's begging right. with that. He's begging with a streetcar. Come on, Kev. He's making himself look
what do you
bad,
need?
Man.
Which, what do you need for it to be right? They both
told you already. We already discussed it. The chassis car against the stock chassis car.
Oh, wow.
Well, I thought you said your car was in the chassis shop.
Get in the ladder box. Against a stock suspension motherfucking Regal.
Wow. Yeah,
this is motherfucking off your ass, man. Come on now. You're all back.
Oh no, we already locked in with the stock suspension car.
Kevin showed his true colors. He done got scared.
No, I ain't got scared. I'm already locked in with the man. That's all we got to discuss.
Well, We ain't never heard Kev cuss as much as he did when my man came on here talking about racing. Want to kick him off the show?
Hey, Kev, you still a stand-up guy, though.
Hey.
Yeah, you're a stand-up guy.
Yeah, I got to run
and
a big block on spring.
And we might, we'll race.
But
we know he will travel, though.
How y'all doing, man? This big nuck out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Just listening to that y'all show. Just was hollering.
What's going on, nuck?
What's happening, man? How y'all doing?
This is Larry out of Chicago. Nuck, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm straight on this end, bro.
I heard that.
What's up with you, bird?
Kev, it was a lot of drama going on, baby. Hey, Kev, stand-up guy.
Who is that, man?
Y'all done made him get off. Y'all done made Kev hold up. Y'all done made Kev hang up. He done hung up, man.
I told y'all, fresh and blood fight.
Boy,
he's a stand-up guy, and he will travel.
He will travel. Yes, he will.
But when he get wherever he's traveling to, he ain't going to race.
Hey, Kev, get off the phone, man.
Kev has got off the phone. No, I'm here. I've always been here. No, he's still on the phone.
Hold on.
You mean Kev is quiet? Off of the stop? Man, how you get this man quiet?
He's shaking in his boots. Hey, Ty.
Wait, hey, Ty, let me ask a question real quick, guys. What's the race? What's the race between Ty and Kevin?
Yeah, I want to know what's the race and where is that, man? Come on, give us the
answer. It's gonna be a little Tony's event on the 15th of June. Just head up to the A, spray to spray.
Okay.
Ooh, hold on. You said I didn't say spray to spray, motherfucker.
It's whatever he got in his Vegas to my Regal. I don't give
a
fuck.
But tell everybody what you told me when you locked fucking. We locked in. You told me you had a small block against.
I ain't never tell you what I had, man.
All right. So there you go. As we got another conversation,
I got a street car with a flat hood, and that's what I'm gonna come with.
Okay, what is done? Why,
and it's
why
gonna have full
of
Terry in it, and you gonna race.
You need some help.
I don't need no help.
All right, then. Why are you bumping your gums? It's done and locked in, right? It's on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So why you bumping your gums,
asked what the
race
is, so I told him, well, what's the problem? You don't want them to know or something?
No,
I don't think he don't want nobody to know. He wanted to be a secret.
Damn. The man asked what the race was, and I told him what the race was.
You
acting like you offended that I told him what the race is.
Hey, guys, hold up. I'm getting too much background noise right now. If you're not, because I don't want to close anybody's mic. If you're not talking, just put your phone on mute.
I think that's Kevin making all that noise. He's trying to make it so y'all can't hear me.
That's what it is. It ain't your mic, bro. You ain't gonna mute your mic. We know it ain't you. Go ahead, go down on his ass. We like this shit. This pickle me.
Wow. Y'all picking on Kevin.
This shit tickle me fake, boy.
So the race is heads up. Unit or nitrous.
Fail.
Yeah. It's head up, nitrous to nitrous, 8 mile pro tree.
Small blocks.
I have to have a small block. I have to have a 28-inch tire on my car, and he got to have a 26-inch tire on his car. And ain't no stipulations on no motors and nothing.
You full of shit.
He can have a little chief in his car. I don't care what he got.
Put a small block on it.
Put a
small block on it
if we're going to spray it. I get whatever's under the hood right now, that's what's going to be under.
You coming over here to bust his head?
He
I'm coming over there just
the
to pluck his head.
What is your name, man?
You know me, Kimo. You just don't know the voice.
I'm from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago. He's from Minnesota.
I got a feeling I know who he is and who he done ran before, but God damn, you done came over here scaring that man. Well, you know, he scared me. We already locked in, we done. It's not like he's scared, he done got just the quietest Kevin has ever been in life, man. I ain't no shit talking.
We already locked in.
We got him stuttering and everything, man. Man.
Hey, Cam. He put you on your two-step, man.
He on a two-step, the trans brake, the reverse, everything.
Hey, and I'm going to stay out.
He done blunt all the clutches up in the trans.
I'm gonna stay on until we get down. We already locked in. Hey, I'm done over with.
Now we don't want to hear
small block.
We don't want to hear.
Man, I'm not running.
You know, I tell you what, you put that motherfucker spot spray. Motherfucker, you get me going. Nah, I got your ass.
You say do who?
I said you put a small block and fucking spray as much as you want.
Man, why is you telling me what kind of motor that?
Hey,
dude,
yeah.
We already discussed it. Man, the man's full of shit, dude. We are locked in the race.
Hold up. Didn't you lock in with the man for whatever he had in the car, right?
Yes.
No, we locked it. We locked in small block.
Kids, don't get on this show line.
Oh.
Get on the show, man.
I don't think that man will come on here lying on you, Kev.
Yeah, you fucking with a real damn fool. If this is the guy, I think he's a real damn fool, man. But I'm going to tell you one thing about him, Kev. He's going to race, and he's going to bet.
Oh, yo. Kev, go find out the hard way.
I already accepted the bet, like I told the man. Run me small block. He can come out. He got a big block.
Man, I got a Regal with full interior with a flat hood. So I got whatever I need to win up under.
Well, Kev, we're really making it so bad. It might got a Mazda motor
with 5 kits.
Make it so bad, Kev. You got a street car running your all-out race car. So you shouldn't care if you got up under the hood.
Man, I got a radio and everything in the car.
Sure do. Make sure.
He got kicker box in his car. He got gator seats.
You know what I mean? You should know it, Kev. You want me to say it for you?
down on his ass, Kev's gonna go. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, little mama. Hey, it's gonna happen when it happens.
Kev ain't gonna do nothing.
Hey, say yo.
Kev's gonna get knocked out.
Kev ain't gonna do nothing.
I sure am.
Kev's gonna get gapped at the ace.
Ooh, hey. Why don't you gap me even more?
I will.
All right, then. Let's do what we got to do. Let's do what we got to do. Get in the ring and do what you got to do. We ain't getting all this all that shit.
Your whole colon out, Kevin.
I want him to.
You're going to be wearing pink panties.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, man, you just got these guys talking about they're going to call you the Pink Panther, man.
Hey, hey, Chemo. I'm like, I don't. We locked in. We're good.
He gonna have a Mary Kay sponsor sticker on his door.
I'm gonna give him one too.
Tyson,
man, that's your shot below the belt, Daddy. Now you just get medieval.
Hey, Tayo, boy, Cam, mighty quiet, man. That was mouth of the south about an hour ago.
He is a stand-up guy.
He ain't said a word since this man got on the phone, man. Oh, man.
Hey,
we're in trouble. Hey, for a second, I thought Tyson was calling from another line.
Do y'all want me to mute my mic, man, so Kevin can start talking again?
Oh, hell no, man. Keep talking. This is too quiet.
Hey, yo.
I just don't want them to scare your house off, man. Get somebody else on.
He already scared off. That's too late. He done.
Hey, J.O.
Now, where's Tony's race going to be at? Because I think I need to fly out for this.
Mid-Michigan, 131. I mean, 131.
June 15th, 6 o'clock.
Hey,
Tao.
Oh, hey, yo,
yes,
man, you
need to
put up a shut-up race, man.
Cause
he shut your ass down,
Cass.
No, I'm good.
I
look.
Hey, Tao.
Yeah,
there. I got a question I want to ask you. You didn't know nothing about the race, either, Tao?
Which one?
The one that's supposed to be going on with Kevin.
No.
I don't know nothing about him. Not trying to go around and tell everybody he's finna get his ass knocked out.
So you mean Kevin is running around with a banana in a tailpipe? That's what he's doing.
No, listen. I talked to him today about it. I didn't know when he locked it up, though.
I ain't never heard nothing about it. I talked to him all the time. I ain't heard nothing.
Wow.
I'm surprised. I am really surprised, man. That's why y'all hear me speak, because I am surprised.
What
does
that lead you to believe, Larry?
What would that lead you to believe? Would that make you think that he's scared? All I know is that everybody else advertised their races. Everybody advertised their races, you know, and they speak on what they're going to go and do and so far and so on, but...
Wait a second, Kevin's defense, in defense of Kevin's race, this race isn't for another six months, so that's, guess what, we can make the race a little quicker.
The race is 6 months because Kevin wanted it 6 months.
Well, you better catch
man,
back
look,
I'm willing to
look,
up
man,
the game.
Look, man. I told you in the beginning, I said, I'm not going to wear my car in April. I said in May, I said, I may be getting married. And I tell you that, I said, June, we good. I want to do it at a Grudge Inc. I said, I want to do it at a Grudge Inc. race, and the Grudge Inc. race was June 15th. So why is you bumping your gums?
Yeah.
Did we lock in? We good.
No. I'm not bumping my gums.
All I'm saying is we only racing in June because that's what you want.
No,
we are.
Okay, that's fine. So why are you bumping your gums? It's a locked-in race. Ain't right. Ain't right. We ain't going to do nothing.
You should go ahead and have an orgy before you get married.
Right.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo,
yeah.
It's all good.
You know, her. Hey, my son, like you're getting emotional.
Hey, Tyson.
Everybody on the show, you don't heard people don't lock their races 3 or 4 months from now. We didn't even know you had a race until 20, 30 minutes after this man got on the phone.
Ooh, hey, Todd.
I'm listening.
Now, if they got on the internet, did you not post on the internet the first lock-in race on Grudge Book, right? Did you not say that?
Yes, I did, but a lot of these guys don't go on Grudge Book yet.
Hold on, sir. Let me ask a question. So that lets you know who don't get on Grudge Book to see what's going on, right?
But yeah, a lot of these guys aren't familiar with Grudge Book yet, kid.
Everybody don't get on Grudge Book. You be on the Tail Show every Saturday. You could have said that. Hey, man, I got a race locked in for something, so I'm going to tear this real ass up.
Wait a minute. When is this man got
on this show and shut you down, man? Turned your radio
He shut me down. See, the point of it is I ain't trying to bump my gun.
He came on here and fired you like Frankie Garcelle, man.
And he sure did. if y'all want to say that. But the races, we all locked in, so what else to talk about?
Everybody talking about lock-in races.
Right.
Why we talk about races on these shows every week about February 9th?
Which show you talking about, Kevin?
Kevin, tell him he's going to blow his asshole out. Fuck that shit. Stop being nice. Tell him he's going to blow his whole asshole out.
I'm hurt, y'all.
Why you hurt, Larry?
I'm hurt because my nephew wouldn't even tell me about what he was trying to do, man. I'm hurt. I'm really hurt.
Larry, he didn't
want to
hurt your feelings. He was hoping this didn't come up tonight. But see, my man had called in and then opposed him. Now, he kind of shocked now.
Hey, and the bad thing is the man told me to call in to a show Saturday. He told me I got my own show on Saturday. You should call in to it.
I never said that, dude.
I don't
know.
Like
that, man.
He just came on here and shut him down.
Hey, Todd, when you called me the other day, it was good, right?
It's still good.
All right, then. So shut the fuck up. We good. Said a damn thing.
They did.
Oh, wow.
They did. He had an accident on Beer Show. He ran into a car on Beer Show.
Joe did.
He said, I never called in the Beer Show. I think I called in the Beer Show in October for the meltdown race, and I think I went down on a motherfucker's ass at that race.
Who?
Joe did.
Boz and his green Malibu.
Don't tell him too much. He getting scared already.
Yeah. Well, you know.
He gonna call you. Hey man, I don't think we should do that race. Don't talk too much now. I'm telling you, he nervous. He over there shaking. He don't want them push the whole
thing. Hey man, y'all gonna have to get off Kev, man. You two city slickers don't have to get off Kev, man.
I'm from Chicago.
Kevin, man. Fuck it. We got you back, Kevin. Tell that motherfucker line that motherfucker up. Fuck him.
Oh, shit. Tell him to line it up now. We ain't got to wait for no motherfucking Jew,
and if you keep on talking shit, we're going to let the motherfucker get the back wheel or something. Fuck him. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? You got some supporters up
come
here.
On. Take it so long.
Well, it sounds good, but Kevin ain't going to say
it. Look, I'm off his ass on them 26s. I'm a sad point. I'm his goddamn crew chief, so fuck that shit.
Well, come
up.
Come
he
on
ain't
in.
Got you nothing to try
make
that
motherfucker.
It's going down. It's going down.
Make up
with you.
Make up with you.
So that track open up, we'll get it off. motherfucker.
And who am I speaking to? Who is this?
I'm one of them motherfucking nobodies. And I'm going to go down on chemo's ass.
No, I'm saying, I just like to know who I'm speaking to so I can know.
Whoa, hold on.
His name is Funny Bill.
Stop the press. What'd you say, you
fucking
motherfucker?
You goddamn right. I'm going down on motherfucking chemo's ass. Motherfuck chemo. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, you hold my motherfucking ponytail, motherfucker. You gonna pay for that bitch, motherfucker. You know who it is.
Oh,
my.
I ain't scared of that motherfucker.
Let me introduce this motherfucker right here.
It ain't no problem. Goddamn right. Give me the motherfucking mic, goddamn it.
This man and said,
get your motherfucking licking, knucking motherfucking Wayne on the phone
right
with
here,
you, motherfucker.
Listen, let me show y'all who this man is, man. He's a character, man. He's a play
priest.
He inherited
a fucking character, motherfucker.
He inherited one of Hollywood sales motors and think he going to beat somebody. Bring your
dumb
ass on.
Run that again, motherfucker. I got a one.
You inherited a Hollywood sound motor and think you finna beat somebody. Bring your dumb ass to the sack. Hurry up.
I'm gonna be at the track, motherfucker. I'm gonna be in Lehman, motherfucker, in a few goddamn weeks. I'll see you ass down there, motherfucker.
Down on your
hey,
dumb ass.
Bitch, I ain't running from you, motherfucker. You remember, you ain't nobody, motherfucker.
Hey.
Remember, I'm going down on your ass, motherfucker. It's gonna
man,
be some ass going down on
you,
motherfucker.
I've been with she is. That's why my guy gave me $200. I'm waiting on your ass to get to the track. You ain't
hey,
got that
here,
last
Kimo.
Yeah.
This big Wayne, man. You talking to a fraud, man.
Yeah, right. I got both of them motherfuckers on the goddamn phone. I'm going
to
run
Kimo.
Away. Whooping niggas' asses, motherfucker. Just
man,
like Kimo said,
never
I ain't get shit in 40
Damn, they tag teaming.
That's right.
I don't even know why y'all wasting y'all breath with this clown. He's a nobody, man. I don't even know why y'all wasting y'all breath with this clown. He's a nobody.
He drunk, man. I know what he is. He been, he been with Dennis too and then got drunk, man.
That's
what it is.
So are y'all saying that he ain't a stand-up guy?
Mahal.
He ain't stand-up nowhere near nothing.
If you want to find that phone with that Jesus Christ, you will stand down, guy. You will sit the phone, goddammit.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what you do. Go on Pink when they was on Miley. You see the man with the ponytail. And that would be your guy.
What kind of car was it?
It was a perm, Chemo.
He already said he was known around the world. He signed autographs at Pink.
Did he?
What that tell you? He's a nobody.
A whole lot of stuff going on.
I don't know no grown man that he did on the radio show and say he got a big old asshole with a bunch of grown men on the phone. That's just homo to me. But that's just me talking. Yeah.
He's from a part of the town that don't even exist, North Bend.
Well,
Kevin, could you get your buddy off the phone?
Man, Kevin, quiet.
Kevin's muted his mic.
He don't fell asleep. He got a banana in a tailpipe.
Well, put him in the garage trying to figure out how he can make his car go fast.
Oh, man.
I
got to tell you guys something, man. I got to tell you this. Up until you know, the 2 hours that we're on the internet, so was on the even keel, but the last 5 minutes... It went from Tom Kuka to total chaos.
Mic right there.
It was a total chaos.
CKO, that's what happened when a clown get on the show. When nobody get on the show talking about what they're going to do, they ain't done nothing in 85 years, man. Man, last time he raised Don Garland with Theo Mason, man.
Hey, Theo.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Detroit, baby. That's how we get out, man.
You ain't lying, man. Hey, listen.
That's how we get out, baby. Don't call us off that job.
So you're going to put the pajamas on and look fuss or something? You can't sleep in your pants.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we got some background noise.
I don't
like that.
You
know
you can't take a person serious.
Who's that, Kevin? That Kevin? Kevin, what?
That like Kevin. So look at why I put some pajamas on.
He fell off.
You see, I knew it.
He didn't fall off. He cut it off. He hung up.
He over there putting on his Hello Kitty.
I wanted to see Kevin never go over there and meet Wayne and tell him who he was.
Man, Wayne still don't know who he is, and he live in the same state.
Come on.
I don't know, man.
Hey, Ty.
Yeah.
When did this race get locked up?
Like, think Monday or something like that.
Now, are you from Chicago originally?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. He did. I think the Minnesota number threw me off because he did tell me about something about racing somebody from Chicago, and that's Tony's race. I didn't know who it was. That's why I'm trying to figure out and catch up on what's going on.
Okay.
But man,
well, he showed. Listen here, off of the South got off the phone. Man, I don't know what you told that man, but when you came on his phone. He started breaking up like a 38-4.
Yes,
on a two-step, the trans brake.
That's because he got scared.
I'm gonna tell you, you know, when we originally locked in, the man said he was gonna run on horsepower and let me spray. Then
that
he got
like
breaking up like a he got to breaking up like a 32 Ford. Talking about some. You said you're gonna have a small block in the car. I said, man, I ain't never tell you what I'm gonna have in the car. And we asked the DP man, because the DP man was on the phone, and I said, what did we lock into? And the DP man said, no, y'all didn't lock into no motors. So then I told Kevin, I said, you know what, Kevin, you can spray your car. I don't care, because that shit crawling anyway. I told him, man, put a little chief in there with some spray. I don't care what you do, as long as you got that 26-inch tire on, because you got to get down the same track as me.
Right.
Man, y'all done came and scared Kevin off the show, man.
He was hoping that you wasn't going to call again. That's what happened.
I swear he was. That's why he tried to hush me up when I first got on.
Yeah.
Hey Tyson. It almost sounded like the first time you came on the show, man.
That's why it's so funny.
Hey, man, they going to have to change Kevin's name from Full Grown to Little Kid.
Oh, man.
Hey,
he have on right now, putting on his Hello Kitty pajamas.
All I got to say, if he let a street car regal whoop him, he need to retire that thing.
Damn.
We all know Kevin. That's Marco tough. Once he gets the car, that's not about a race. Come on, man. I don't know about.
Yeah, hey, that's why I stayed on mute the whole time. I'm like, damn, Kevin ain't said nothing about this race shit. Come on, let me come on here and let everybody know.
Come on.
Well, was it? Did you guys drop this thing? There's too much background noise, guys.
A lot of background noise.
Oh.
It ain't me.
That's them boys. They at work, man. They getting it in, man. They getting it in. Hold on one sec.
Hey, Steve, don't put your mic on mute.
Okay, that was Wayne. That was Wayne.
Yeah, that's funny. Hold
on one second, guys. 847-1297. Your mic's live. Who's this?
This is the only time early when they got knocked.
Oh, they're having their own party over there. But, was this put on the show? Somebody locking up? It's like on the show?
No. We locked in over the phone with one of my buddies. A mutual guy that both of us know.
Now, what's so funny about it is, you know, Kev be on the show every Saturday, you know, with Tail. And he talk about everybody else races he locked in, and they locked in the race. Well, why didn't he come on, you know, the show and say he got somebody locked in? I feel good about it. I can't wait.
That's my point.
Then once you get to talking, he get hostile. Why you bumping your gums? Why you saying this? What is a secret racist we're not supposed to know about?
It's like how he did lock in.
He might not be ready at that point. That's all it is.
Shit, if he ain't going to be ready in 6 months, he ain't going to never be ready.
Well, you know, people money gets funny now. I ain't gonna sit here and perp like it don't now.
All of our money gets funny. But I mean, you know, be a man about it. Like, hey, man, my car ain't together. I don't know when it's gonna be together.
Yeah, but 6 months. If you don't got no intentions on being ready in 6 months, then you shouldn't even be logging in.
Why? You should get to talk about race.
Somebody give you 6 months?
Because if I'm here to be, it's not. Oh.
But is it his car's at the chassis shop right now?
His car was? That's what he told us. It was at the chassis shop or something. He told us that last week.
He's going to get up and go on the car. Your mom?
Yeah, he told me he was getting a ladder bar set up, put on the car.
Oh, he already told you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I don't care what he do to it, as long as he got that 26-inch tire on it.
I want him
to get as much horsepower as he can get.
You just want to race. That's all it's about. You just want to race.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the name of the game.
Do it. So you guys,
me knowing the way Kevin is, I'm surprised he didn't say nothing about a race, period. You know what I mean?
No, I draw it on him. I draw it on him. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't want no trouble. I draw it on him, and he had to go. I bagged him in the corner.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, you going to talk before night, okay?
You know, some people you can't just bag them in the corner and they won't at least try to come out fighting.
Right.
Like hey, that's one thing I noticed about Kimo. Kimo ain't gonna let you bag him in the corner. If you bag him in the corner, he's gonna throw a punch.
Hell yeah.
Shit, I better.
Don't get kicked in the nuts. Something's gonna happen. I ain't gonna walk in this corner willingly.
Hey, I just see people draw Kimo eating away. Hold on, you just don't talk to me any kind of way, like you did.
Oh shit.
Yeah, God of mine. Okay.
You done ran him off the phone complete. That ain't never happened.
You ran the man off his own show.
You know what, man? I'm gonna say this in Kev's defense. It is 12:30 over here. He might have had to go to bed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he went to bed. He went and put on his Hello Kitty pajamas with the feet in them.
Y'all wrong, man. Don't do Kev like that. He a stand up guy.
Hey, Todd.
Hey,
I told you we'll don't get on the show, didn't I?
You say what?
I told you don't get on the show.
Man, I had to.
Unbelievable.
Hey, now you know what? I want you to say, because that's our DP man, y'all. Would you tell these people that me and Kev did not lock into no motors?
Sure didn't.
All you got to do is go back and listen to y'all shows. You'll find it.
Oh,
no,
that's
it was
the
just
man.
Us three of them.
Damn,
wow.
Man. I just wanted the grudge world to know, you know, because Kev going to be lying and stuff, talking about some, man, you're supposed to have a small block. You're supposed to have this. We didn't lock
no,
in
y'all
to
didn't
nothing.
Lock in, but,
26-inch tie versus 28 tie.
I don't know if he was drinking or what. I don't know.
Yeah, you got that. I'm going to beat your ass. You got it.
Okay, that's what he said, too.
I know. He quick to say that.
You got that. I'll beat your
just
ass.
What he said.
Wow.
Then he got your back paddling about 5 minutes later. He got to thinking, wait, hold on. You going to run on horsepower?
Yeah, that was a good one there.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Kill right on up in the corner, made him sit down. Y'all put him on timeout, guys. Damn.
Y'all say
this
is
what happened.
He got the press cap on in the corner.
That's wrong for you to do that to a fellow Vega buddy.
Man, you know, I ain't got nothing against Vegas. I just, I don't like Kev get on these shows and he be running around in front like he grudge race and this and that. Man, I don't even know a race that he did. What race has he done?
I ain't never heard of Hoosier Grudge racing nobody.
Nope.
Well, hopefully 2013 here put us Vegas on the map.
One thing about it, he is a stand-up guy, and he will travel.
But he won't race when he get there.
Wait a minute, where you seen Kevin at?
I seen him at 41, and he wouldn't do nothing.
He was at 41? Yeah.
And wouldn't bust a brake.
He had his tie there, too?
Yeah.
He was parked right next to Donnie.
Whoa.
Because he was up in the front with the big boys then. Yeah,
and we had
right
a powder blue Vega there. We had a powder blue Vega there and was trying to go with him. He would not go.
Damn. But he sure was. He was right next to Donnie Trailers right here. He was in between. It was Doc right there. And there was some other car right around. So I walked right past her. I said, damn, that's Cam's car. And I seen the car covered all up. Car, you know, the motors. I said, well, he must have hurt the motors.
What he cover that shit up for?
Oh, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know I ain't lying.
Come on, man. My
what,
Vegas
what
brother.
What did he cover that shit up for?
That's
hey,
my Vegas
I was
brother,
watching man. The Peaks episode the other night. And
oh,
I swear to God, I was watching Peaks because I just got cable.
No, that was
so,
Pastime.
Pastime. Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, I was watching
Pastime. And the car came on the screen, and I said, damn, the car looked familiar.
Yep.
I said, that looked like, I said, hold up, I know it ain't.
Yep.
Man, that car went down there. It, man, looked like it took him an hour to get down there.
Come on, man. Come on, pal. Come on. You're killing me.
I want to say the time on the internet, you know, so I'm, you know. But it took him an hour to get down there. And I said, is this the same guy that be on these shows talking about these grudge racing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was
hey, soft. Hey, did they go on commercial or come back and he was still trying to make it down the track?
Yep.
Oh,
man.
Hey.
He had balls in the middle of the track.
Hey, man. Hey, I feel bad for you Vega guys because he really making y'all look bad. I ain't
he
never in my life seen no Vega.
That
past
time
low.
Or fast time?
Pastime.
He was soft pedaling, man.
I ain't never in my life seen the Vegas go that slow. I thought they were faster than that from the factory.
Say he had a throttle stop.
He got a throttle stop on that bitch.
Did he need a throttle go?
Come on, get up off of him, man. He was soft pedaling.
Hey, now you guys are making me feel bad because. I talked to Brett Wagner about getting this car on there. Now you guys are making me feel bad.
Man, you shouldn't have did that to him, man.
He told me he had a throttle stop on.
He do?
Yeah, okay.
He better have a throttle stop. He better have a throttle stop on his car.
Hey, man, who gonna go on national TV and put a throttle stop on? Man, you gonna go as fast as you can.
No, man.
He don't want to kill
but
his race.
Wait a minute, though.
Who are you racing?
Didn't he blow his tires out when he took off?
Yeah, so he said he was overpowering the track. He was making too much horsepower.
Oh, my God. Man.
Man, I'm trying to defend that. You guys say he can cut me no slack, man.
Well, I wish the man the best of luck because he is a stand-up guy. So,
yeah, it is a no-holds-barred show.
Oh, yes, it is. We're going to let you have it.
I wish him the best of luck. So.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
get it wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
I know he steps in the ring with a bear.
You're like, don't get it wrong, ladies and gentlemen. We like Kevin. Kevin is all right. We're not dogging him out. We're not talking about him.
He's just drag racing.
He's trying to say,
you the opposite.
Everybody else say, you see me in the fence, you better help the fence. You better help Kevin ass up.
You know, he's a
Hey, Chemo better loan him that turbo motor.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to get him to flip over now.
But, hey, but Dennis' problem going to be getting down the track on that 26-inch tire.
Hey, you see, hey, you see what Chemo did in my race? He ain't set the front wheel down till after the eighth. I was done with him then.
That was my first time
ever seeing a car carry the tire that long.
Hey, Chemo, you took that sun gun down to Norwalk at my race, and you set that sun gun down at the eighth. I was done with you.
Hey, I've been up everything up. I've been up so many boats up under there.
Hey,
I
even got the tape when the tires came down. Smoke came out the tires. I said, God damn, that boy get me.
Yeah.
If you ever get that thing to do that again.
That was a good pass, that boy. If he get whatever he did then, now, that boy going to be hard to reckon with.
Hey,
that's even in the air,
it was making a move.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Straight as the air, too, man.
Do that again. It's going to be trouble.
Yes, sir. Hey, damn, it was raining. It had an overcast that day.
Y'all, and you know that day at Joe Race, you know they had that little, that Southern Assassin car there.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, woof.
Yeah, they was getting it too.
Oh, yeah.
He ran out of sight. Rue left on him, he went around real bad.
Sure did.
Rue could have got it, and that went clean around him. Rue had to have about a car and a half or two cars on that motherfucker.
Small block in that motherfucker.
Yes,
the motherfucker went clean around his ass.
It did.
Ain't they supposed to be coming down south this year?
I sure hope so.
They supposed to be in Lena, ain't they?
I heard.
Do they?
Well, I know they sold that car.
They got another car. Yeah. Actually, they had two cars.
They had that one.
Then they had a real nice, pretty black car too.
Yeah. Ain't that the car that Petey got? Petey Smallblock.
Well, yeah, Petey got the old car.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. That's that car.
Hey, is Petey gonna be there? Who's watching TV?
I don't know if Petey gonna be there.
Petey normally go over to that North Carolina race when they had Wayne and them know about what day that race is. Because they went over there, so I don't know when that race is. And I think that's after Lehman, though.
Right.
I think it's like almost a month after.
But Marcus
it's a Fayetteville race or something over there.